So we just got home from church. We had a great day, and I heard the Holy Spirit speak this to me. Say it until you see it. So I want to talk to somebody today. Maybe you've been in a waiting season. Can I talk to you for a second? Come a little closer. Because I need you to shift. I need you to shift the way you are speaking. Not just how you're praying, but what you're saying. Because there's a difference between talking to God about your problem and talking to your problem about your God. A lot of us have been doing the first one for way too long. You've been saying this, God, I'm still waiting. This is torture. It hasn't happened yet. God, when? How much longer will I have to wait? I don't think I can do this any longer. And I know, listen, God hears you. He's not mad at you, but I need you to hear me right now. Stop talking to God about your problem. Start talking to your problem about your God. Because here's what I know. The Bible says death and life are in the power of the tongue. That's not motivational speaking. That's a proverb. That's the word of God. Your words have weight. Your words give you direction. And right now, some of you have been talking yourself in the wrong direction. And you may say, well, you can't say that. How do you know God's going to do it? Because I know God. I know what he's done for me in the past. I know that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all. So it may not happen exactly the way I'm asking, desiring, or even dreaming. But here's what God will do. He'll exceed it. He'll go above and beyond. He always has. He always will. He will work it out. So I don't need to stay in a place of wavering in my faith. No, this is what I'm going to say. Not, I hope it happens. It will happen. It has to happen. God said so. So if you're believing for a spouse and you've been single longer than what you plan, stop saying, I just don't know if it's going to happen for me. Maybe I just need to get used to being single. Stop that. Say this instead. God is either preparing my future spouse for me, or he's preparing me for my future spouse. Either way, somebody's being prepared. And I trust the process. Listen, I encourage you, if you've lost a baby, maybe you've had loss in your life and you've had a miscarriage, you need to speak over your womb. Say, you know what? My womb was made to have babies. I'm going to have as many babies as God has for me. And don't let the devil steal your joy. Don't let the devil steal your season that you're in. Whatever he steals, he's got to pay back double. Amen. He's got to bring it back double. We serve a God. It's not about wishful thinking. It's about the nature of God who restores. He restores. He makes things right. I could preach all day. I want to encourage you today. Stop talking to God about your problem. Start talking to your problem about how big your God is.